intention, that this is not happening by chance. I believe these things are happening purposely, and I think that this government is allowing these things to happen, and in many cases causing them to happen purposely according to a plan. There is something called dialectics, Hegelian dialectics, we can get into later, but the whole idea is to cause people to be frightened, and in order to frighten people, a frightened and fearful people will do things for you. They will submit to you if they're sufficiently frightened. And so the governmental context of what I'm saying is that the government of this country wants people to be frightened. That's why they're continually turning criminals back out into the streets. They go in, they kill 15 people in a McDonald's. They get a $250 fine and three years in jail, which is then when we find out what actually happened, they got 1 year and the fine was commuted. And so they're back on the streets. They're turning murderers back onto the streets. There is no doubt in my mind that it is not because of loss of space, so they don't have the space for the criminals. They got space for you if you don't pay your taxes. The point is that they do not want. They want as much chaos in society as possible. It's a very simple. The World Health Organization came out a long time ago, and since then the FBI has concluded the same thing, that the truly criminal element in America is less than a 1% of the total population of America are truly criminal element. 1% or less are the murderers, are the real serious criminals. Logic alone would tell you that if you put those people in jail or you put them to death, you don't have any more serious crime. Now what? Now you have very little need for the police department. You have very little need. The people now have more time to think about things. They don't have to worry about their children. They don't have to worry about their family. They don't have to worry about crime in the streets. Consequently, they can concentrate now on who's running this government. Now, how fair are the equitable or the laws? And so, therefore, it's better to keep people occupied. We've known that for a long time. That's why science, that's why politics is called political science. There is a method to controlling people. Politics is referred to as political science. It's a science. If you can keep people disorganized, frightened, fearful, broke, that's another thing. They want to keep you financially in a hole. Then people are subservient to you. You do not want people to become self-sufficient and have enough money that they don't have to listen to you. You need crime, and you'll see why. And I'll show you today why you need a lot of crime. You need to let criminals back out into the streets. They talk about something. If you think about the logic of behind these rules and behind these new laws we have, it's absolutely insanity. A criminal goes out, he kills somebody, what do? They take the gun away from the criminal and then let the criminal go free. Then they say that there's just a proliferation of crime. We can't do anything about this crime that's out of control. The drug trafficking and all the killings going on and the gangs killing each other. But the point is that if you don't pay your income tax or if you do something that's against the government, in the system of things, if you get out of line, they will find you. The federal, the IRS will find you if you don't pay your income tax. You can go into the Amazon jungles, and they will come down there looking for you. And if they have to spend $7 million, they're going to find you, and they're going to bring you back here and make an example out of you. So if they have the power. This is the most powerful military nation on the face of the earth ever devised by men. This nation is the most powerful military combine on earth. It has always been. And if you think about the time back in, 50 years ago in 1940, when the United States was a very infantile country, it didn't have all of the high technology it has today, and just within couple of short years, it got its stuff together and was able to meet Adolf Hitler on the field of battle throughout the world and was able to do a battle with the whole Nazi empire. But they can't do anything about the drugs in Pacoima. The problem is that they have total control over everything. So anytime you see things going on, just understand that the powers that be in this government want it that way. Franklin Roosevelt, probably most of you don't remember who he was. He was one of the presidents. Franklin Roosevelt made a statement publicly that I think is very important. He said that anytime you see anything happen in politics, you better understand it was planned that way. So anything that's going on in this country that you see that sounds crazy and lunacy, it's crazy and lunacy to you. But to those guys who are doing it, they know what they're doing. There is a method to the madness. I want to show you, and I think it'd be better if I just go on and begin with the slides, because I have so many of them, and I'll just stop and comment as we're going. Are we going to be able to... Well, I don't know. Let's see. Is that... Is that okay? Yeah, okay. On the dollar bill, you'll see on the back of the dollar bill, you'll see the symbol on the left-hand side of the bill, which is Annuit Coeptis, which means our enterprise is now a success, or our enterprise is crowned with success. Annuit Coeptis. So you're saying, fine, so you have an enterprise and it's now crowned with success. What enterprise are you talking about? Novas Ordo Seclorum. Novas is novus, meaning new. Ordo is order, and seclorum is where we get the word secular, meaning the world. So it's new order of the world, the new world order. George Bush's new world order is now a success. But the problem is, this was put on the dollar bill back in 1934. 1934 is when the Federal Reserve actually finally took total control of the United States monetary system, and that's when they said it is now a success, because this is a symbol, this is an emblem of a secret society of Freemasons called the Illuminati, the German Bavarian Illuminati. They were a secret society founded in the south of Germany. They were called the Illuminati, the Illuminated Ones, the Enlightened Ones. They they connected themselves to another group of Freemasons in France, in the south of France, referred to as the Pierre de Sion, French Grand Orient Temple Masons. And so this symbol today, while it's on the back of a $1 bill, it is also, incidentally, on a document in the British Museum and in the Louvre Museum. Both have some of the original writings of that sect of Freemasons in Germany that are today on display. And on one of the documents, it has that exact symbol, Annuit Coeptis, Novus Ordo Seclorum, and that was in 1774 that the Bavarian Illuminati drew up their plans for what they were going to do in America and how they were going to do it. And that's not a new, that's not just from 1934, that goes all the way back to 1774, 1775. It's a symbol of a secret society. The triangle at the top with the light emanating from around it is Horus, the god of the ancient Egyptians. Of course, this is an Egyptian pyramid. You don't find pyramids in America, you find them in Egypt. And that pyramid is the symbol of the eye, was in the Egyptian religion, Horus, which was the newborn sun. Every morning when the sun came up, his name was Horus. There was that was the solar divinity in Egypt. Horus was God's son, the light of the world, who is risen. He is our risen savior, our risen. And so Horus was referred to as God's son, and that's why the light is emanating from around, because it's the sun. The sun is a round eyeball of God, the ancient Egyptians believed. The pupil of God, was the sun, and he's watching you. And therefore, the sun was very bright, and so today we even say someone who is extremely intelligent is brilliant. They're bright. And that's why God is, of course, the most brilliant of all. Therefore, the sun is the most brilliant, because it's God's eye. All right, anyway, there are 13 layers on the pyramid. And the 1776 at the bottom is 1776. A lot of people think it's because of the country being founded in 1776. It has nothing to do with that. As I said, this is on a document published back in 1774, 75, and then in 1776, the Roman numerals appeared on it in Europe. So what it amounted to is that the 1776 was when this secret society actually formed itself into a secret society and put itself into operation. Like any other secret society or fraternal order, there's a few years in the formative stages. And then there's a time when they actually get a charter and come together and actually become an actual organization. and then they get a charter from the government, and they actually are a legal organization. They were in operation in the 1760s, 1770s, but it wasn't until 1776 that they actually made themselves into a coherent order, and it was called the Order and Sect of the Illuminati. They were the basis for what we call today in our country the Bavarian Illuminati was the basis for what we call today the Colombian faction. The Colombian faction of the Illuminati came here right after this government was formed, and that's where we get today this Columbia Space Shuttle, Columbia Movies, Columbia Television, you know, Columbia Records, everything, Columbia University. As a matter of fact, Columbia TV, Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS. What is the symbol for CBS? It's the all-seeing eye of CBS. It's the Colombian faction of a secret society that calls themselves the Colombians. And that's why our government is in the District of Columbia, because these guys own our government. They print our money, and they own not only the government, but they own you. You are their property. As a matter of fact, when you're born, your birth certificate, on the bottom of the birth certificate, it says the Department of Commerce. It is a property of the Department of Commerce because you are nothing more than a piece of commercial material. That's why if you're out of work, you don't go to an unemployment office. You go to the office for, what is it called, human resources, because you're just a human resource. So, in other words, these guys print the money, they run the country, and they own you, and they own everything around it. And so they make the laws, and that's why they can decide who can kill who, and who can get away with who, and who can get away with whatever, because they make the laws, and they decide, all right? The new order of the world, our enterprise is now a success. As I said to you before, there are 13 layers in this pyramid, there are 13 letters in Anno Coeptis. We'll get into that, all of this symbolism later. But 13 is a very important number to this secret society. There are 13 stripes, there are 13 stars here, which make up the Star of David. The 13 berries, there are 13 leaves, 13 arrows. There are 32 feathers here and 33 feathers there. Everything is done in sequence of 13 because 13 is an unlucky number. That's why we say 13 is an unlucky number, because the reason why we say it's unlucky is because it is a divinely inspired number. It has to do with God in the heavens, and therefore it's unlucky for you, and it's not supposed to be used by you. 13, of course, is based on, this is what we call Masonic symbolism. Freemasons designed this dollar bill. Everything is done in sequence of 13, and again, I draw your attention to the fact that you have 13 stars here, which collectively make up the Star of David. There's a reason why. Here on the dollar bill, just to show you how clever these guys are and how crafty they are, on the $1 bill at the top, you'll see this little image right here. I think I can make that. This is just a large, an enlargement. This is an enlargement from a photocopy machine, so it's not really that clear. But if you blow it up from an actual photograph, you'll see it is it's a little owl. It's a symbol of the Bohemian Society. The Bohemian Society meets in California on the last 2 weeks of July of every year. The Bohemian Society is another secret society that was spun off of a larger secret society. The Colombians have a little fun club that they meet for 2 weeks out of the year in Northern California, and they're called the Bohemian Society. They meet in something called the Bohemian Grove. I have pictures, which I don't have with me tonight, but I'm going to have on my next lecture, showing all of the presidents, all of the living presidents, excluding the new one, but all of the living presidents at the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, and they're all wearing red and black Ku Klux Klan dress type of regalia, like the Ku Klux Klanners, with the pointed headdress and everything. And, I mean, that's quite a sight to see presidents dressed like Ku Klux Klan members, right? And they're standing in front of a big open pit of fire, and behind them is about a 20 to 25 foot owl behind them. And the article in Elm Magazine and Time Magazine, I've got two or three different magazines showing basically the same pictures, It says that the presidents meet with all of the heads of industry throughout the world, all of the heads of state throughout the world, and all of the most important wheeler dealers in this country, and they all meet up in Northern California, and they have rituals where they go before the owl after midnight. And what a picture you got, with all the presidents dressed up like Ku Klux Klanners with black and red robes on before an owl. And these are your presidents of this country. And the reason why they chose the owl is because the owl is a symbol used in Europe by secret societies, because the owl is wise, because it sees things in the dark. And the implication is, of course, that's why they are where they are, because they're very brilliant and they know things that you don't know. So they see things in the dark and they put their little owl on the dollar bill. It's just a clever little thing, but it shows you how these guys think. We get into Masonic symbolism. When you drive by a Freemason's, the Masonic Lodge, you'll see the square and the compass and then the G in the middle. The G is for not God. Everyone thinks it's for God. It's not. It's for geometry. Actually, it goes back even further than geometry. In 1717, it was stood for geometry. But the G has been used by secret societies as far back as ancient Greece, meaning the generative principle, the principle of generation or sexual principle in nature. And so when you see that G, just remember it stands for geometry now. So talking about geometry, here is a typical geometric figure of a three-ring square. The circle, the triangle, the square, all have Masonic and spiritual meaning, as you'll see. But here we have the square within the magic circle. Here's the Washington Monument from above, the square within the magic circle. Incidentally, the Washington Monument is the Egyptian obelisk, another, like the pyramid on the dollar bill, another Egyptian symbol, because what America is referred to, America is referred to by the secret societies throughout the world as the New Egypt. That's a term that is given to them in their given to America in their literature, the New Egypt, because our whole laws are based on the ancient magic of Egypt, the white and black magic. That's why your police cars have black and white cars, because it's the idea of black and white magic coming out of Egypt. And, you know, these people that are running this country are really devious. But here we have the mystic star. I think I'm probably going to have to adjust each one. Here's the mystic star, to give you an example, is a seven-pointed star that's used in secret societies. You'll see it all over. Seven-pointed star. Here's the Masonic Orders of Fraternity. Again, you'll see it. Golden Dawn, Enochian magic. Incidentally, as I said, this whole thing is going to be like a shotgun effect. I'm covering a lot of stuff. But the old symbol of John Wayne in the movies. Remember in the old movies when the pilots were taking off on the aircraft carriers, you'd always see the military doing the thumbs up signal. You know, when the planes were getting ready to take off, the thumbs up. Well, that thumbs up signal was developed for America by Aleister Crowley, one of the most master magicians the world's ever known. And he also developed for England, for Churchill, the victory sign, the V for victory. The V for victory is from the Jewish Masonic symbol for benediction and life. You'll see that in a few minutes too. But just to show you that symbols and emblems don't just happen. They're for a reason. They mean something. Again, we go back to the seven-pointed star. And California Highway Patrol, wait a minute, there it is. California Highway Patrol uses a seven-pointed star. It has to do with the Enochian magic. And it's a magical symbol. The seven, of course, is the same seven, but the reason why we have 7 days of the week. The synagogues have the seven candle lampstand, the seven-rayed kingdom. Everything is done in seven. It's a very important number.